You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fibola Inkney with your local newscast. Very few community members attended a nearly two-hour Wyoming Game and Fish presentation on wolves this week at the Teton County Library in Jackson. The public meeting aimed to explain proposed wolf regulations, which would set hunting guidelines in various areas throughout northwest Wyoming. It's Game and Fish's way of keeping wolf populations healthy. The regulations include mortality limits for the about 191 wolves within the Wolf Trophy Game Management Area. Wolf biologist Ken Mills says the proposed mortality limit, or number that can be hunted, is 38 this year.
The mortality limit doesn't usually get met. That's the reason we call it a limit, not a quota. Because if you call it a quota, people think you have to meet it.
The limit was set by Game and Fish from a collection of data and analysis, including population objections and other causes of death for the wolves. The proposed regulations are available online, and the public comment period ends in early June. The Game and Fish Commission will review them this summer, and the governor could finalize them soon after. Teton County commissioners have picked a developer that could create over 200 affordable and workforce housing units at the former Virginian RV Park. In a meeting yesterday, the officials supported negotiating a ground lease with one Texas-based developer. This comes after the Jackson Town Council supported moving forward with that company and another one last week to see who comes up with the better project. Local Housing Director April Norton said this is inefficient.
Having to work through double, I mean, you're essentially doing twice the work. That is going to be at least twice the staff time.
Now, the town council will have to get on board with the county's decision to move forward with just one company, or all the officials could have to come back to the table. Norton emphasized the clock is ticking to start negotiations to develop the Virginian land, which the county and the town bought for $28 million last summer. Another top Colorado River negotiator says states are making progress in talks about the river's future. But as KUNC's Alex Hager reports, there's still division on a plan to share water that supplies 40 million people across the Southwest.
The river's upper basin states of Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico are sticking to river management ideas they proposed back in March. Those ideas are proving to be a major wedge in negotiations with their downstream counterparts. Becky Mitchell is Colorado's top water official.
I've continued to prioritize the protection of Colorado's water users. I'm not ashamed of that. And as such, have drawn a firm line against any mandatory reductions in the upper basin.
Mitchell said states are still hoping to agree on river management plans before a federal deadline. The White House is putting pressure on the parties to come together on a single water sharing strategy by the end of this year. I'm Alex Hager.
Community members have a chance to weigh in on Victor Idaho's new workforce housing tomorrow. The Sherman Park development on the south end of town is slated to include 55 income-restricted units and 35 ones at market rate. The three-story buildings come through a partnership between the city of Victor and private developers. The project has been years in the making, but some community members have said it's been moving too fast, calling for more opportunities for public comment. Town staff and developers will be at the Victor City Hall from 12 to 7 tomorrow for an open house to answer any questions. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.